From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, September 8th at 8:55. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are really mostly the same here. Pretty quiet overall. We continue to see corn and soybeans trading in some fairly tight ranges. Watching the 50-day moving average on these corn around 414, seeing if that holds us. November beans continue to be caught up in a whole slew of moving averages, continue to trade on both sides of that. Really pretty quiet overall. News continues to be the same. Really looking forward to seeing what the actual harvest yields look like. And then, of course, we got a crop report out on Friday. The trade mostly expects corn and bean yields to be downgraded just slightly. I guess the question will be by how much, but obviously not a great finish to the crop here. It continues to be fairly dry through the Midwest. Another weekend without any rain. Looks like it's going to be a fairly dry week. And then temperatures warm up again here back into the 80s by this weekend. A little bit of harvest progress going on around Illinois, but still relatively quiet. It feels like we're still maybe a week or 10 days away from anything that feels like a general harvest at this point. Export inspections will be out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon. Expecting ratings to be a touch lower. That's typically the natural process. And of course, like I mentioned, it's been fairly dry. The question will be maturity levels. And we continue to run right along the five-year averages for maturity levels. So it looks like a fairly normal progress for harvest, at least to get started. River levels continue to fall out, though, so that's something to keep an eye on here as we continue to move forward. Of course, we got a large book of corn exports on for this fall, so we'll see if that causes any transportation concerns here as we move through the fall and harvest timeframe. Really no update on China trade. They did import 12.3 million metric tons of beans in August, which is a record for that month, but those beans all come from Brazil. China continues to load up on Brazilian soybeans. But no real change in terms of trade talks between the two countries as of this point. So just waiting on harvest data and looking forward to that crop report on Friday to see if that gives us any fresh information. Volatility levels and interest in grains just continue to be pretty low overall. So I need some new news here to try to perk this market up a little bit or at least give something more to trade on. As for prices, these corn at 416, that's down 2 cents. March corn at 234 and a quarter, that's down 2 and a quarter. November soybeans are 1024, down 3 cents. January soybeans at 1042 and a quarter, that's down 3 and 1 quarter. December soybean meal, 282.60, that's down 140. December bean oil, 51.45, up 22. December Chicago wheat at 520, up 3 quarters. March at 536.5, that's up 3 quarters. December Kansas City wheat at 507.75, that's up 2.5. Livestock markets here, fairly mixed. We've got October cattle at 235.37, down 60. December at 236.82, that's down 62. September feeders 359.92, up 10. October feeders at 357.97, that's up 7. October hogs 95.50, down 52. December hogs 88.20, down 12. Crude oil up around 25 to 50 cents here this morning. OPEC Plus decided to raise production again in October, but the amount was less than what was talked about late last week. So crude oil trying to firm up just a little bit here this morning. Otherwise, like I said, pretty quiet, waiting on harvest data and waiting to see what that crop report says here on Friday and see what the USDA does with corn and soybean yields. Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day and a good week. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, sunny with a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 46 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Currently here in Urbana, fair skies and 58 degrees. 1A is next on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.